This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 3020. Does anyone actually want this in their daily routine? Part 2 by Anthony Ungaro of BreakTheTwitch.com. And I'm Justin Mollick. Welcome back, or welcome for the first time if you're new here. This is where I read to you like a big ongoing audiobook from many different authors, but today being a continuation from yesterday, so I'd recommend listening to yesterday's episode first. But if you're all caught up, let's get right to part 2 and continue optimizing your life. Does anyone actually want this in their daily routine? Part 2 by Anthony Ungaro of BreakTheTwitch.com. If you're in your early 30s and you spend about 2 hours on social media every single day, then you will have spent 6 waking years of your life on social media. That's generally more time than anyone spends eating, grooming, exercising, or socializing on any given day. I realize that many people work on social media in various marketing roles all day long, but even when looking at time spent outside of those types of jobs, we do need to ask ourselves if we really want to spend, in total, years of our lives doing this. Based on my own experience and the experiences other people share when I ask what an ideal day might look like, there's been a consistent and interesting result. I almost never see anyone write, "check social media," as a part of a day they could design completely to their liking. Instead, they detail things like spending time with friends, family, traveling, reading more, going on hikes, cooking, creating, or napping. No one mentions social media as part of their ideal day. And for me, this solidly falls into the category of my favorite Annie Dillard quote, "How we spend our days is, of course, how we spend our lives," end quote. Each of these moments combine over the years to effectively become what we spend our lives doing, which is made evident by how the 2 hours per day end up equaling 6 years in a lifetime. Well, wait, Anthony. You're a blogger and YouTuber. Isn't social media critical? One of the first things friends tend to ask me when I tell them I've considered removing my personal profiles from social media is this: "But doesn't your livelihood depend on social media? You're a blogger and a YouTuber." It's true, and for a long time I felt that my work depended highly on an active social media presence. But from my experience of substantially increased productivity during the various social media detoxes I've done, my thinking has drastically shifted. My definition of work has changed. After reading books like Deep Work, which makes a convincing argument that creators and knowledge workers shouldn't be spending their time trying to figure out what to tweet, I can't help but think that my job here isn't to actively engage on social media. My job here at Break the Twitch is to share the most helpful, impactful, and life-changing information possible. In my opinion, that is the best way that I can help you minimize distractions in your own life and do more of what matters to you every single day. That means doing the deep work and diving into what it means to live intentionally, how we can break the twitch in different areas of our lives, and in the end, live better for ourselves and others. I simply cannot do my best work, as I experienced while writing my book, when I myself am distracted, spending fractured time throughout the day trying to keep up with social media. Even within the context of our production company clients, the same is true. My job is to make the most creative, effective, and interesting videos to solve the needs of organizations and entrepreneurs. my ability to do that at the peak of my abilities diminishes when I'm aimlessly browsing and keeping up with social media. The further I dive into creative work, the more I think social media is a distractor, not only for me, but likely for most of us. And given this information, you'd think that I'd choose to not use social media anymore, to step away completely. Seems like it'd be the right thing to do, right? Instead, I tell myself I could integrate social media in a balanced way back in my life after each social media detox. Then, over the following months, the habit slowly creeps back, and then the in-between moments of life start filling with picture posts, likes, and feed scrolling. So why have I always kept coming back? There's probably some fear involved, that's for sure. I've been on Facebook since I was a freshman in college, and I'm now 32 years old. I've basically used it for all of my adult life. In addition to that, there's a small part of me that wonders how it may affect my work here. After all, two of my biggest referrers of traffic to the site are Facebook and Pinterest. A small part of me also fears not being found through my personal social media accounts. As a recent example, I made an amazing connection through Instagram with my high school friend Molly, who is doing some pretty incredible things right now, while I was in Anchorage, Alaska on a film shoot. She saw that I was in Alaska from an Instagram post and reached out. We met up for coffee during my 10-hour layover there, and it was great to catch up. I fear missing out on connections like this if I minimize my social media presence. Social media is simply a tool, but is it doing the right job? When I look at the different social media networks, I see them as tools. While designed to be addicting, social media is only a tool, just like a hammer. If you don't have any nails to pound, perhaps the hammer stays away in its drawer. I'm grateful for the connections that I've made through Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and other networks. I've never managed to get a job through LinkedIn, but I found my last full-time job on Twitter. Either way, I'm beginning to view active participation on social media networks as less of something to be managed and more of something to be minimized or potentially removed. If it's distracting you from doing more of what matters, well, how could we not? You just listened to part two of the post titled, "Does Anyone Actually Want This in Their Daily Routine?" by Anthony Anguero of BreakTheTwitch.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Thank you to Anthony. 2 hours a day on social media is a lot. There's no way I personally spend that much time on it. But even if it's 1 hour a day and you're in your early 30s, that would still be 3 waking years of your life on there. It's crazy to think about. If it's not your job and you do spend hours a day on it, I wouldn't feel bad, but instead, again, like we talked about yesterday, maybe a sabbatical or detox could be worth looking into. I briefly mentioned that Diana from our Optimal Finance Daily podcast did something like this. It's called the Hoffman Process, and they have a few locations. You go there in person and turn in your cell phone so you're completely disconnected. Then they're supposed to help you become conscious of and disconnected from negative patterns of thought and behavior on emotional, intellectual, and physical levels to make positive changes in your life. It's an interesting idea. You can learn more at hoffmaninstitute.org. That's not a sponsor, just something Diana from Optimal Finance Daily found and wanted to try. So maybe something to look into. If you have trouble controlling yourself and you're still checking the phone even when you really didn't want to, that could be a good way to force it, temporarily at least. But in either case, thank you to Anthony for this article. Thank you for being here on this journey with me and for subscribing or following and sharing this show with others. That really does help a ton. I've heard how some listeners found this show from other people. Word of mouth goes a long way, and we really could use the help. Now is a great time to spread the love and positivity. And with that, have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.